Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is going to be under a little more pressure in early trade on Wednesday. The futures market's pointing to a loss of around 0.4%. The SPY futures contract finished with a decline of 24 points, and it comes on the back of what was a generally weaker session where Northern Hemisphere stocks were concerned. So when you step back and look at the bigger picture, volatility is what you would expect within the window of time that we're navigating at the moment. We're only a week away from the US election, and the expectation for some time has been that as we neared this outcome, we would see more movement in prices across a range of markets. And that seems to be getting delivered upon as we speak right now. Within that picture, of course, we are seeing rising infection rates when it comes to the pandemic, both in Europe and the United States. And what we're seeing at the moment, where Europe is concerned, that investors are just moderating their expectations in terms of growth outcomes, and that's coming to bear on stocks. So last night saw steep losses for European indices, the previous session rather. The German DAX down by the better part of 4%, so the selling pressure has been maintained. Both the FTSE and the DAX were down by about 1% in European trade. The picture was a little more mixed when it came to US stocks. On the one hand, the S&P 500 traded through a pretty narrow range. It was up and down by about a quarter to a third of a percent over the course of much of the session. In late trade, we saw a little more of a push lower when it came to the broader the market. So it still managed to finish with a loss of about a third of a percent for S&P 500. The Dow was consistently under pressure over the course of the day, and it finished with a loss of about 0.8 of a percent. The Nasdaq stood out being an improver over the course of the day. It was up by 0.6 of a percent in the final stages of the session. So when it comes to news, the big news in the tech space last night was consolidation. So Advanced Micro Devices is seen as the main competitor to Intel in terms of chip making, and they announced last night that they would be acquiring one of their peers, Xilinx, for the sum of $35 billion. That'll be an all-stock transaction. So Xilinx shares were up by about 8%. Advanced Micro Devices stock was down by about 4%. There were some better-than-expected durable goods numbers over the course of the last month, up by almost 2% in monthly terms. That was well ahead of the market's expectations for a rise of around 0.4%, an indication of how the US economy has got reasonable momentum and how it would benefit from a stimulus package in the near term. So the hope being now that whilst that won't happen obviously before the US election, that perhaps that might happen sooner rather than later once the election is resolved. Again, highlighting the importance of having a clear-cut result rather than one that drags on for an extended period of time. Facebook and Twitter will be in focus over the course of the next day because the leaders of those organizations will be getting grilled by US congressional types in relation to how they conduct themselves online and what it means for free speech. So that could potentially have a bearing. We've seen Microsoft report its numbers after the market closed. They delivered some good figures that saw revenue beats and earnings per share beats. The stock only up relatively modestly in after-hours trade, and as much as anything else, that's a reflection of the fact that that stock is up by more than 30% in year-to-date terms. On the local front, we'll be looking forward to quarterly inflation numbers. There's a risk that there might be a little more heat associated to these with these figures over the course of the last quarter because of increased costs that households had to bear, including increased childcare costs. So that's something to look out for. But it's not going to have a bearing in relation to the expectations for interest rates because the Reserve Bank has been full-throated in its articulation of the case for lower interest rates over the course of the longer period. So probably won't have too much of a bearing on prices. The Aussie dollar is trading around 71.3 US cents.